following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union leadoff show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Homer's back. Normally I say good afternoon or good evening, but it's good morning on the Talladega County Softball Tournament. And we've got the first game coming up here in just 1 second between B.B. Comer and the Fayetteville Wolves. And, of course, Dave McCurley with you here this morning. Chris Roberts joining me. Chris has got a connection to this B.B. Comer Tiger team. I think you know the coach pretty well, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Chris, the worship leader at First Baptist Chillsburg. You'll be hearing their advertisements during this game. They're one of our sponsors on the Tiger Sports Network. But we're trying to cover all of these teams that we can today. And, of course, we'll have to have a break here and there. But B.B. Comer will be the visiting team today. And I know Jessica will be getting us a lineup here shortly. And, of course, Fayetteville's going to be in the field to start this game. I'm going to give you their field positions real quick. First of all, out in left field will be Charlotte Kelly. In center field will be Madison Woods. And, of course, in right field will be Emma Pate. Over at third base, Bella Epperson. And shortstop will be Taylor Hammonds. And at second base will be Lucy Epperson. Playing first will be Addison Stanley. For the pitcher and catcher, you're going to have in the circle Mackenzie Feltis. And behind the plate will be Lakin Jones. We're going to step aside while they play the national anthem, and we'll be back here in just a moment. You're listening to the Talladega County Softball Tournament.
Are pests bugging you? Whether it's at home or at work, the trusted team at Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. We offer comprehensive pest control, including rodents, termites, bugs, wasps, and hornets. Plus, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley for 4 years running. Get a free termite treatment estimate today. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories, Majestic Caverns, the official team builder sponsor of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to Childersburg, the site of the 2025 Talladega County Softball Tournament. And I'm going to get you to put in the search bar for me one more time, and I'll get it up for you. Trying to get some folks here in the crowd to get the app that we have. They love listening while they are here. And, of course, let's see if we can get this first game going underway with Fayetteville and B.B. Comer. And in the circle for Fayetteville, as I mentioned, is going to be Feltus. And we got a roster from Coach Jessica Owen of B.B. Comer. And, of course, her dad, Chris Roberts, sitting in with me today here on your continuing coverage of the Talladega County softball tournament. Chris, how many times you seen B.B. Comer play? Talk a little bit about him.
This would be the fourth time I've watched them this year. They're young. They've only got one senior, and it's their first baseman. So they got a lot of they're getting better. Today they're missing their starting center fielder. I think she's out with an illness. So they play error-free ball, and they put the ball in play. They should be fine today.
Well, and of course, as you mentioned, getting better. You know, early in the year, these softball and baseball games, it's cold.
That's right.
I mean, I've been in some – I did a Sylacauga Benjamin Russell game a couple of weeks ago, Chris, and the temperature was 29 and the wind chill was 17. I was just
– oh, wow.
I'm like, man, I don't see how they're doing it. But we're just about set to go. Sydney Cooper will lead things off for the B.B. Comer Tigers, and she rips one down the left field line foul, and she's quickly behind in the count, 0-1. Feltus will be in the circle for Coach Shearer and the Wolves. They're the home team in this game. It'll be Sydney Cooper, Lacey Liner, and Cody Curtis to start this game for Coach Owens.
Lacey Liner, the batter in the third hole, is the only senior on the Comer type
wow.
team.
So a young team
yes.
and getting better. That's kind of scary for the rest of the competition in the next couple of years to come.
Yep.
And that one called on the inside part of the plate. Your home plate umpire is Marvin Gamble. And quickly in the hole at 0-2 is Sydney Cooper. Feltus taking her time, looking at her wrist, and trying to figure out what she's going to throw here. And here comes the 0-2 pitch. Foul back at us. We'll do it again. Just starting the Talladega County Tournament, we'll have this game, and then next game we're going to have the Childersburg Tigers and the Winterboro Bulldogs, Lady Bulldogs. They'll be playing here in just a bit right after this one. And later today, the Sylacauga Aggies as they take on the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears. That one a little high and inside, one ball, two strikes.
Jessica Comer's batter is crowding the plate, so she's trying to run that, what they call the river between the batter's line and batter box and the plate, and she's painting it pretty good right now.
That one fouled up over the press box. Still stay 1-2 on Sydney Cooper. Both of these teams 4-7 on the year, but getting better. And
yep.
They're young teams, so that's what it takes. Here's a ground ball down to third. It's picked up and thrown over to first in time for out number one here in the top of the first inning for the B.B. Comer Lady Tigers. I don't know. Hopefully we'll see the athletic director from B.B. Comer, and that is Coach Adam Fawcett. Maybe he'll be here in a little bit. Also, hopefully, going to see John Limbaugh later in the day. And here's Lacey Liner with one out, nobody on. She's playing first for Coach Owen today. She's ahead in the count 1-0. That one's on the inside part of the plate, 1-1.
I believe Lacey, if I'm correct, is a four-year starter for B.B. Comer at first base.
Wow. And she's the only senior.
The only senior on the team.
Wow. She's ahead in the count 2-1 from Feltus. Outside, 3-1. You know, softball's a game, Chris, to where you absolutely can ill afford to walk people a lot.
No, especially with the speed.
Swing and a miss by Liner, and it's 3-2 now.
Softball uses a lot of small ball.
Yeah.
To move them, get them on, you know, move them over and get them in. And
there's a lot of girls that slap and don't necessarily bunt. There's a line drive and a diving catch by Taylor Hammonds. I know that young lady, spoke to her before the contest. Know her dad, you know Arby very well.
Yeah.
And brother Cam, very good athlete at Fayetteville. Now that's going to bring up Cody Curtis, the catcher, with two outs and nobody on.
Both her sisters were good athletes at Fayetteville, played softball too when they were in high school there too. So
yeah. So Liner up there now with two outs and nobody aboard. And a line shot right back to Feltus. And that will do it for B.B. Comer in the first inning. They get no runs, no hits, nobody on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning here at Childersburg. The Talladega County Tournament, Fayetteville coming to bat with no score here in the first inning.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kix 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.recdesk.com.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Well, bottom of the first, we will go. And the Fayetteville Wolves will be sending Lauren Cook to the plate to start with. She pitches a lot. I know she's had some injuries and things she's had to deal with, but she's leading it off as the designated player here for Coach Shearer, and she's a heck of a softball player. And she takes outside for ball one from Chloe Smith.
She's a very good athlete.
Yes, she is. She fouls one back in the screen. Good cut, 1-1 now. Chloe Smith, you know a little bit about her pitching for your daughter today?
I've watched her a couple times. She's around the plate. She throws strikes. I mean, she doesn't walk a lot of people, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's all you can ask for. That's ball two. 2-1 now to Lauren Cook.
Comer's being very careful with Lauren Cook, too. She's got a real good bat, and they're trying to pitch away and keep everything.
She also is very fast.
Yes.
So if she gets on base, she normally tries to get around pretty quickly. She's ahead in the count, 3-1 now. No score here. We're just underway. Swing and a miss. 3-2. Good pitch that time by
good
Chloe
location.
Smith. Yeah. Good location.
She definitely had a home run cut on a 3-1 pitch.
Yeah. And she swings and misses. Here
is another great location
for strikeout number one for Smith, and out number one here in the bottom of the first inning. Now coming to the plate for Fayetteville is going to be Bella Epperson, number 44. She'll be playing third base for Coach Shearer. Takes ball one. Coach Jessica Owen and the B.B. Comer Lady Tigers and Coach Shearer and the Lady Wolves of Fayetteville That one's outside, 2-0 now.
You know, David, as many times as these teams see each other in the course of a year, the adjustments that you make, it's not like a football game to where you get a scouting report. You see them almost two or three times a year. You know, it's and to start this game, you know, Comer's pitching a lot out over the on the outer half of the plate. So the first time they played, they must have tried something different, and they're working away a lot in this first inning.
Yeah, and you made a good point. There's a line drive to second base, caught. It's four out, number two. So, yeah, you know, it is true because the adjustments you make all the difference in the world when you see somebody three or sometimes four times in a year, especially if you're in the same area with them. You know you're going to play them twice. And with this being a small school, big school kind of tournament, it really you're going to see them, most of them once a day, and that one's inside to – Taylor Hammonds, batting left-handed, of course, and outside. 2-0 now to Taylor Hammonds. Two outs, nobody on. Popped up on the infield. Should be out number three, and it is to the shortstop, and that'll do it for Childersburg. Both teams three up and three down in the first inning. We'll go to the second inning. B.B. Comer coming to bat. There's no score in the Talladega County softball tournament.
Did you know that CVMC now offers a full retail pharmacy? Coosa Valley Apothecary offers easy prescription transfers, convenient location, and low prices every day. Whether you need a prescription filled, are looking for over-the-counter products, or just have questions for our pharmacists, stop in for the personalized service of an independent, community-based pharmacy. Avoid a second stop after your hospital discharge with the meds-to-bed service. It allows you to fill your prescriptions before you go home. Coosa Valley Apothecary, located conveniently on the ground floor of Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Dave McCurley, Chris Roberts with you as we go to the top of the second inning. B.B. Comer at the plate again. 4, 5, and 6 up there. Kylie Harrison, Georgia Yoder, and Mackenzie Hall. And Harrison takes outside from Feltus to start this second inning. Coach Matt Collier, Fayetteville's head baseball coach, listening in. I guess he's still at school today. A big win for them over Childersburg on Tuesday night as we covered that game. That one's inside, 2-0. He's doing a great job down at Fayetteville, and I tell you what, a great athlete at Sylacauga, and now showing how good of a coach he can be with that Fayetteville program. They're ranked in the top 10 in Class 1A.
They've always had a good baseball program in Fayetteville.
Yes.
And Matt just can expand upon that with his talents, his ability that he's always had.
Well, the first out of the inning is made. Kylie Harrison grounds out two. Feltus in the circle. Now to bring up Georgia Yoder with one out and nobody on. No score here in the second inning. B.B. Comer and Fayetteville. Next will be Childersburg and Winterboro. And then later in the day, Sylacauga gets Lincoln. And we'll be here all day and probably all night as long as the rain don't get us. That one's inside and low. You know, last night, Chris, I looked at it right before I went to bed late in the morning. I was in Pelham doing Sylacauga and Pelham baseball last night, and that one's inside, 2-0. You know, the rain forecast said 30 to 40%. And I get up this morning and I get here and there's a big thunderstorm headed our way. So hopefully it won't last long, man.
Yeah, I hope not either.
If it even gets here, we'll see. That one's inside as well, almost hit Yoder. So she's way ahead in the count, 3-0 now from Feltis. Kenzie Hall will bat next. And you're right, they are really trying to paint that inside corner. That one's over the plate and it's lifted high out in the left field. It's going to fall foul. Nobody can get to it. A little surprising she was swinging at a 3-0, but it was across the plate.
Yeah, that was not sure that was supposed to be.
She might have missed a call, huh?
But it's close. Yes.
It's been a time or two.
It's possible.
I know Coach Collier listening. His players never miss a call. There's a ground ball down to shortstop, and she's going to have to hurry. And she gets her. Nice play by.
Good hustle. That was close at first.
Yeah, she hustled down the line, but Taylor Hammonds, being good player that she is, got her out, but it was close. And that's out number two here in the top of the second inning. That'll bring up Mackenzie Hall with two outs and nobody on. No score here early on in the Talladega County softball tournament. Lady Wolves and the Lady Tigers of Comer. There's a strike across plate. Talking about Coach Collier. They will be in action against B.B. Comer tomorrow night, weather permitting, at B.B. Comer. We'll have that game on the Fayetteville app for you. And lots going on the radio tomorrow. That one's outside, Chris. We got a full day. We got this Talladega County softball tournament going on. We got a remote at Ace Hardware, customer appreciation day over there from 10 to 1. And then Auburn basketball right here on Kicks in the SEC tournament tomorrow at 12. So, and then back here for softball. And then Sylacauga and Childersburg play baseball over on Mix tomorrow night. So a lot of going on. You can hear Jeremy Law on that call. 2-1 now on Mackenzie Hall. Three and one. That one well inside from.
With the change in schedule for this county tournament, if I understand right from Coach Owen, that they're going 80-minute drop dead.
Yeah.
So the visiting team, with the drop dead format, the visiting team, if you can score, the chances of you getting more bats than the home team is really kind of strange, but it's.
That's just the way it is.
Yes.
And they got to be on a time frame.
Right.
And there's the first hit of the game by Mackenzie Hall. She gets a single in between short and third. But you're right, because this is a double elimination tournament. So every team's going to play two games. It's going to go all the way till tomorrow night before they crown the champion. And that is if we don't get behind with rain. And, you know, you got to understand, and I'm going to tell you this, that Cam Mazzell and his staff here, they do a great job with this field, and they've been working hard. There was some rain earlier in the week, but this field's ready to go now, but it's going to have some attention. And there's another base hit, and it gets by the left fielder. Mackenzie Hall rounding second. She will come home, and she will score. Heading to third is Natalie Price with a triple, and the Lady Tigers of B.B. Comer lead it 1-0. That was a good hit down that left field line.
It's two good swings in a row by Comer. Comer's put every ball in play. They haven't. I may be wrong. I don't think they've had a strikeout, right?
No, they have not struck out yet, and they put the ball in play in that time. And this is the, you know, this is the sixth and seventh Lady Tiger in the order that's doing this damage here. And now the eighth lady in the lineup, Haley Tyler, the designated player, will come to the plate. That's a big run over there on third too. They're trying to get home.
Absolutely it is.
And she's coming home. The ball gets by the catcher, and nobody was covering. And that's going to be another run for B.B. Comer, and the Lady Tigers lead it 2-0.
David, I'm not so sure that Fable didn't think it hit her in the foot. That's why they didn't move.
Yeah, and it was behind.
Because it hit her off the back of the heel, I believe, and that's why the catcher didn't move when the ball went to the backstop.
And she's still in the box, so obviously nobody caught it.
He didn't call it. No, he didn't.
Wow, she almost went around.
I believe that's why Fayetteville didn't cover.
Wow. So really and truly, there may should be runners at first and third with two outs.
But needless to say, being headed up on Robbie Curtis, he did what he should have done and send the girl from and send the girl for Comer home.
That's going to be tough for somebody to get to. It loops out into left center field, and another hit, three in a row for the Lady Tigers in the bottom of the order. And that'll bring up the ninth lady in the order, Madison Hall. Now, is she kin to McKenzie?
Do not know that.
I don't know either. I'm going to ask Jessica Owen here in a little bit. The Lady Tigers get two here in the top of the second and still threatening. They've got a runner on first. There are two outs. Been two outs. All of this has been done with two outs. And now Feltis gets one hit right back to her. She'll go to first in time, and that'll do it for the Lady Tigers. But they get two runs, and they do it on two hits. They leave, actually get three hits, and they leave that third hit on base at first. We'll go to the bottom of the second with Fayetteville coming to bat. B.B. Comer with a 2-0 lead. You're listening to it right here on Kicks 100.3.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Hey, champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Welcome back to the Talladega County Softball Tournament. Dave McCurley, Chris Roberts with you. 2-0. B.B. Comer over Fayetteville in the bottom of the second now. Fayetteville will have 4, 5, and 6. Lakin Jones, Charlotte Kelly, and Addison Stanley. And Lakin swings and misses at the first pitch. Let's see what she does with Chloe Smith here. She fouls that one out over the first base dugout, and she's quickly in the hole at 0-2. We found out that the Hall girls are not only sisters, they're twins.
Absolutely, yes. Coach Curtis let us know that.
Yeah, they do everything together, I guess. They're juniors. This Fayetteville team giving up two there in the second to B.B. Comer, so they trail 2-0. One ball, two strikes now on Lakin Jones, the catcher for Coach Shearer. He's down in the third base box. And there's a swing and a miss. I think she might have tipped that a little bit, but it was caught by the catcher. So that's out number one and the second strikeout for Chloe Smith. That'll bring up Charlotte Kelly. Now, let me tell you something. I've been knowing her grandmother a long time, Miss Robin Davidson and her husband Mark, and she's a good ball player. And she misses our – Chloe misses with the first pitch, 1-0 to Charlotte. I think they're listening on the app today. There's a high pop fly on the infield. Who's going to put it away? Almost a collision. And the pitcher, Chloe Smith, finally grabs it for out number one. Sometimes you got to have a little bit better communication. They almost collided there.
That could have been bad.
Two outs now, and that'll bring up Addison Stanley. First baseman. Top of the second inning. There is going to be a 80-minute dead drop when each of these games. So, as Chris mentioned, you know, they have to stay on the time frame, and usually 80 minutes is at least good enough to get at least four or five, maybe six innings in, and sometimes you can get seven if it's a game like this.
Yeah, you can move them on. The faster they move in and off the field, too, as well. I mean,
And you can bet that these umpires will move them along. They won't let them lag today like there's just one game. The 0-1 pitch to Stanley is low, 1-1. Outfield playing close to the lines in left and right, so pretty big holes in each center. And there's a line drive out into center field, and it's going to fall in for Fayetteville's first hit. So Addison Stanley gets aboard with two outs. First hit of the game for Fayetteville. Actually, their first base runner of the game.
Yeah. Chloe's been throwing, the pitcher for Comer's been throwing strikes. I mean, they've played good defense behind her, and that's just a good swing.
And I don't know about you, but I mean, I know you play a lot of softball and have for years, and that was fouled back over the screen from Emma Pate. But it's a little different seeing it come from a left-hander if you're up there at that plate. I mean, it probably shouldn't make a whole lot of difference, but, you know, Smith Chloe is a left-hander, and it just looks a little different coming out from that side.
You know, in baseball, left-handed pitchers, they always say left-handed pitchers in baseball have had an advantage.
Yep. There's a base hit to right field. They're going to try and get the runner out at third. Did she stepped off the base and they tagged her? She was going to be safe, and they stepped off the base over there, did Addison Stanley. Her momentum, she just couldn't stop, and that's going to do it for Fayetteville with a little threat toward the end of the inning. We'll go to the top of the third. B.B. Comer still out in front, 2-0. And you're listening to the Talladega County softball tournament right here on Kicks 100.3.
Looking for a career that's not only high quality but also eco-friendly? Ineos in Childersburg has been at the forefront of innovation since 2005, producing top-notch lubricants while staying committed to our planet. Join us as we lead the way into the future of technology and sustainability. Ready to make an impact? Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or head to the Talladega Career Center and apply today. Ineos USA, where your career drives innovation and positive change.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos USA in Childersburg. Ineos USA, the leading provider of advanced motor oils and lubricants designed to enhance engine performance and efficiency. Learn more and apply today at ineos.us/careers.
We'll go to work in the top of the third. 2-0 B.B. Comer. They'll send the top of the order back up there with Sydney Cooper, who grounded out the third her first time, and now she rips one over third into left field for a base hit, and she'll be on board with nobody out. Good hit, and that is the fourth hit of the game out of the last four batters, or five batters for Coach Owen. You get a little smile on her face down there in the first base box. Bottom of the order's doing it for her now, the top with a hit.
The top decided they better put the ball in play. The bottom was doing their job, so. But the Tigers have had good swings all day, though. They hadn't,
yeah.
You know, they hadn't had very many. They put the ball in play.
Yep. Lacey Liner up there now. And she rips one. Oh, my goodness, to third, and it almost took the glove off of the third baseman that time. I tell you what, now, that's Bella Epperson over there at third. I think she played a little bit of defense. If that thing hits her, that hurts.
He got there quick.
But she couldn't keep it in her glove. Man, I mean, that ball almost took her glove off. So now runners at first and second. Another hit for B.B. Comer, and Cody Curtis will come up there. She flied out, or really lined out, right back to the pitcher her first time. So B.B. Comer up 2-0, top of the third, and threatening to get more here with nobody out and runners at first and second.
And Cody is one of the youngest ones. She's a ninth grader.
Wow.
Starting at catcher today.
She fouls one back over her head. It'll go to the screen, and it's 0-2 now. Is that Robbie's?
Yes, her dad is Robbie, the third base coach, okay. Robbie Curtis.
And, of course, it's always great to have somebody here with you, knows these kids, and Chris, of course. Chris, the worship leader, you just heard from First Baptist Church of Childersburg. How's things going at the church? I got to ask.
Oh, it's going great. New pastor, Matt Hillier, Brother Matt Hillier, he's here. He's been here for about a year and is doing well, and we're growing, and positive things are happening in Childersburg. Our new motto this year is something new. And changing culture, changing just the whole new environment of the whole worship congregation, and going to do more for Childersburg and be out in the community more.
That's great. Well, Cody Curtis flied out to left field, out there to Charlotte Kelly for out number one. So that'll bring up Kylie Harrison. She grounded out to the pitcher her first time. This time she sends it to shortstop. And Taylor Hammonds will go to third base for out number two. So Fable gives up two hits, and now they've got two outs. Runner still at first and second. So that's a fielder's choice for Kylie Harrison for out number two.
Yeah, you would. Fable gets out of this one. Two runners get base hits and nobody out, and you can get out of this one without a run. That's a big inning for Fable.
It really is. Big defensive inning. And digging in is Feltis, and she throws it inside to Georgia Yoder. Now, Georgia, she grounded out to Taylor Hammonds, her first time as well.
Little housekeeping at the plate.
Yeah, our home plate umpire. Been knowing him a long time. He actually, there's a base hit out in the left field. They'll bring the, well, they won't. They'll hold the runner at third. Nice throw by Kelly home. And so the bases will be loaded now after another hit. And here comes Mackenzie Hall. She got the first hit of the game. So a hit here, and they may score one or two more.
She hit one that left field line of the fence, didn't she?
No, hers were.
Or was it her sister that hit?
Yeah, hers was to right field.
Okay.
Let's see. And there's a good strike from Feltis that time. Lined right back up the middle. Pitcher couldn't get it. One run is in. They'll bring another runner home, and it is 4-0. B.B. Comer.
Comer is doing an excellent job with two outs, manufacturing runs, David.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they've scored four runs with two outs, and two out runs will win ball games. I don't care what you're playing.
That is true. So McKenzie is 2-for-2, and now Natalie Price, who got a hit her first time, is up at the plate. That went inside, almost hit her, but did not. 4-0. B.B. Comer got two in the second inning, now two here in the third. They're the visiting team. They lead it 4-0. Pop back our way over our head.
That's a big run. That's a big run on second base. If they could score that run, it's on second round, go up five.
Yeah.
With the drop dead, with the 80-minute drop. I'm telling you, with the drop dead time limit.
Yeah, and, you know from baseball and softball, you may not think it, but there's a huge difference between four and five.
Yes.
And that one, she reached four up high and fouled it away again, and she's in the hole 1-2, but even if the opposing team gets the bases loaded and something happens, a grand slam, but you still have got to get more hits to catch up.
That's right.
And so B.B. Comer right now up 4-0 on Fayetteville with runners at first and second. Natalie Price got a hit her last time. This one is going to hit her. And she'll take a walk down to first base. She's okay. And that'll load the bases again. And that'll bring up Haley Tyler, the designated player who got a hit her last time. So, Fayetteville's in some soup here. They want to kind of stay close in this game. They need an out here. See if they can get it. And there's a high pop. It's going to be in foul territory. And that's going to be put away over there in foul territory by the first baseman, Addison Stanley. So B.B. Comer gets two more. They leave the bases loaded, though. Have to see if that will come back and be on their bad side later. But right now, they're on the good side. They lead it by a score of 4-0 as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Fayetteville coming to bat. You're listening to the 2025 Talladega County Softball Tournament.
Why should your business join the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce? Connection. Stay connected with Chamber Community Calendar. Submit your events and be part of the Chamber Community Events Calendar. For more information, visit us at gcvchamber.com.
At La Piñata Mexican Grill, Thirsty Thursdays offer you Dos Equis for $2.99 in the bottle or $3.99 draft. Add a quesadilla Hawaiiana for only $10.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at PiñataMexicanGrill.com.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Welcome back to Childersburg, the site of the county tournament. And batter called time, so there was no pitch there. Lucy Epperson up at the plate, and she lifts one right up over the shortstop, and that'll be the second hit of the game for Fayetteville. And Epperson, the eighth batter in the order, with a hit. And that'll bring up Mackenzie Feltis, the pitcher. Actually, it's going to be hit for the pitcher. That'll be Madison Woods that'll be hitting here. Nope, this is going to be Feltis. She's going to be hitting. So she squares around the bunt. Runner goes down to second. Head slide in the second. That's Pete Rose right there.
It was.
A lot of people don't know who Pete Rose is listening to us, Chris, but me and you know.
That's right. He made that slide his famous.
Absolutely. They didn't call him Charlie Hustle for nothing, but Lucy Epperson goes into second base safely, and Feltis fouls one into the screen, but she's in the hole at 0-2. The first pitch to her was a strike.
Both Comer and Fedville's bottom of their order has produced at the plate today all their hits for both squads, really.
Yeah, you're right. And if the top of the order could somehow come around and help them, it'd be good for both teams.
You know, you asked about a left-handed pitcher a while ago, and we were talking about baseball. You know, they've all said left-handed pitchers in baseball have an advantage. Well, as I coached Jessica and Robbie has coached before, left-handed pitchers in softball, they're saying the rotation on screwballs and drop balls are all different than you see mostly right-handed pitchers with.
Yeah, that's a good point. And
you know, one of the Kalani Ricketts that was at Oklahoma for so many years, she was left-handed. That's why she was so dominant, too, was because of that left-handed spin, and you just didn't see a lot of it.
Well, Mackenzie Feltis looked at a called strike three there. That is the third strikeout of the game for Smith and Chloe Smith in the first out. That's big out here in the bottom of the third. Now we're back to the top of the order, and Lauren Cook, she has a good hack at a fastball and fouls it back into the screen.
Tigers have to be careful here because this could be 4-2 real quick with Lauren Cook batting, I'm telling you.
Yeah, she's definitely got the power. She's got the speed. She stands up in the front of that box, and she's ready. She doesn't cheat herself. Now she'll bunt, and that one is caught by the pitcher on a dive. And getting back to second quickly is Lucy Epperson. That could have been a double play, but that's a heck of a play by Chloe Smith.
Good pitch, and then she came off the mound ready to field the position, and that's a big out for the Tiger.
Yeah, now it's going to take a two-out hit or some kind of error from Comer for Fayetteville to score as Bella Epperson is at the plate. Last time she flied out to the second baseman, and she lets a outside ball go, ball one. Fayetteville started off the inning with Lucy Epperson getting a hit, and she stole second, and she's been there ever since with two outs now. There's a line drive into center field. That's going to go over the head of the center fielder rounding third and will score. Will be Epperson going to third base real quickly is going to be Bella Epperson, and a triple for Fayetteville, and they get on the board. That was a good hit there, Chris.
That was a very good swing, yeah.
And no disrespect to the center fielder that time being.
The midball hit the bottom of the fence in the air. It didn't light with about 4 feet going out. I mean, it was.
Georgia Yoder didn't have a chance at that one. She's playing where she should play.
She's actually playing deeper than.
Yeah. She's not very far from the fence.
No, she's not.
That one was drilled, and here comes the left-handed hitting Taylor Hammonds. That was a good stop back there behind the plate. Catcher today is Cody Curtis, and she did a good job because Bella Epperson can run. She's coming home if that thing gets by her, and there's an inside strike to Taylor Hammonds.
This is a big out right here, too. Hammonds is a good hitter.
Yep. I don't think she liked that inside call, but it's 1-1. There's a line rope out into right center field. Getting over there and stopping it is the center fielder, but a double for Taylor Hammonds, and that gets another run home for the Lady Wolves. And they're right back in this thing, cutting the lead in half at 4-2. And Chris, with another hit here, they probably score another run.
For sure, Taylor Hammonds would score from second on a base hit. I mean, two out. What do we say about Comer's two out runs? What's Fayetteville doing? They put two runs on the board with two outs.
They have. They've done all this with two outs, and now Lakin Jones comes up there. She struck out her first time. She squares the bunt. Taylor's trying to steal, and she gets there. I think she was in under the tag, don't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But a nice throw though by Curtis. Curtis come up throwing, and buddy, she put it on the money.
Pitch was called outside. She had to reach a little outside and come back across plate. It was probably that half a little millisecond that it didn't.
Well, and also.
Taylor's pretty quick now.
Yeah. But also, she had to throw it around a right-handed batter.
Right.
And I saw it, you know, last night I saw it twice in the Sylacauga Pelham game where they called batter interference out because of that.
Really?
They were out of the box and didn't get out of the way.
Good stop.
Good stop again by.
You don't see them call that very much.
Mm-mm. You don't. It really, Jeremy and I think it was the first time we've seen it in a long, long while. Two balls and one strike now on Lakin Jones. 4-2. Taylor Hammonds at third. There's a little grounder down to short. I don't think they'll throw her out. They won't. It's an infield hit for Lakin Jones, and the Wolves are coming alive here in the the bottom of the third. Taylor Hammonds scores. And that'll make it 4-3. We're going to get a speed-up runner, I think,
for the catcher.
Yep. And I'll see who comes out of the dugout. I believe that is going to be number 33, Henley McGinnis. So, runner at first now, still two outs. They've been two outs for a while. Comer trying desperately to get that third out. Fayetteville has cut the lead to 4-3 here in the bottom of the third. Dave McCurley, Chris Roberts with you. And there's another base hit out in the left field. This one off the bat of Charlotte Kelly. And now runners at first and second still with two outs. And you heard that old chant, rally on two, and they're putting it to use, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
That'll bring up Addison Stanley, who got the first hit of the game for Fayetteville.
Fayetteville has hit the ball very well.
You know, they did. I don't know if they made an adjustment or something, but the first time through the lineup, you know, they didn't. They only had one hit, actually two hits, and got one run. But that first run came in this inning by the bottom of the order. So, and now the top of the order doing a little damage. And Stanley squares to bunt and takes strike one. Everybody moving on there. I love it when people square to bunt and you watch the infield, you know, come in on the corners. And, of course, you couldn't come in on the corner at third much because you got a runner at second. Shortstop's got to be ready for all that.
But, you know, Fedl and Comer have not moved a runner over via the bunt.
No.
And, well, the diving play the pitcher made stopped it with one, but
right.
They both had two outs. So they've had to have hits
right.
to get these runs in. They hadn't had anybody, to be able to do that.
Addison Stanley down 0-2, and now it's a strikeout. She strikes out swinging, and they leave runners at first and second here in the third. But Fayetteville gets on the board, and they do it quickly and numerously. They get four hits, and they trim the lead from B.B. Comer 4-3. Here in the county tournament, we'll step aside and take another timeout. We'll be back with the fourth inning here. Right after this, you're listening to the 2025 Talladega County Softball Tournament.
Looking for adventure? Majestic Caverns in Childersburg is calling your name. Experience stunning laser light shows and step back in time with our Legends Cave Tours. Book an overnight epic adventure in the cave, conquer an underground team building challenge, or explore our thrilling attractions with family and friends. From gemstone panning to fire juggling performances, there's something for everyone. Come for the history, stay for the adventure. Visit MajesticCaverns.com to plan your epic experience today.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
B.B. Comer will come to bat. The Lady Tigers here in the top of the fourth. And they lead it 4-3. They got two in the second and two in the third. It will come back with three in the third, and there's a high pop out of play off the bat of Madison Hall. It'll be 9-1-2 here for Coach Owen and the Tigers here in the top of the fourth. And, of course, we're hoping that we stay dry today. We're outside, and Lord knows if it starts raining, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to find a cover somewhere.
I doubt me either one will melt.
I know I won't. There's a ground ball back to the pitcher off the bat of Madison Hall. That's twice she's done that today. And that is out number one here in the fourth inning. And now we'll go back to the top of the order where Sydney Cooper is 1-for-2. She's grounded out to third, and she's also singled and then was forced out at third base.
Comer's going to have to get back and scratch. Fevel's swinging the bat really good right now.
Yeah, and, you know, really – the majority of the damage for your daughter's softball team here at B.B. Comer has been done from that fifth spot on down in the order. We're at spot two now on a swing and a miss, spot one back at the top of the order. Swing and a miss by Cooper. It'll be Cooper and then the liner. One out, nobody on. Fayetteville's defense pretty much straight away. There's another swing by Cooper, and it's 0-2. This game's moving along fairly quickly. I don't really remember exactly what time we started. Was it straight up 9 o'clock?
I'm not totally sure, but it's 9:48, so
yeah.
About 45 minutes maybe.
There's a loop out in the left field, and that's going to fall in for a base hit for Cooper, her second hit of the game.
You know, Sydney, number 99 for Comer, is not their leadoff batter. Their leadoff batter is at home with the flu.
Right.
And that's their center fielder as well. So I guess Coach Owen and Robbie had to move everybody up in order.
Yeah.
So leading off for the first, if you're not used to that, that changes your whole mindset. Well,
she's put the bat on the ball all three times with two hits. So I'd say she's doing her job. She's doing pretty good.
She's adjusted very well.
Yes, she has. Lacey Liner up there now. She scored the third run of the game for Coach Owen. She has she lined out to Hammonds at short. There's an inside pitch for a ball. She also has singled and scored.
Lacey has power. Lacey can hit one out of here as well. I mean.
Liner ahead and count 1-0 from Feltis. That one's popped up. I believe it's going to reach the stands. It will. So it's 1-1. Arby Hammond sitting over here to our left. Saw him Tuesday night down at the baseball game as his son Cam plays center field and doing very well for Coach Matt Collier. Wolves have gotten some big wins in baseball this year, Chris. You know, beating 5A Lincoln twice, and Lincoln one of their best baseball teams they've ever had. There's a line drive into left field, down that line again. It's going to get by the left fielder. Rounding third will be Sydney Cooper. She's going to score easily. Going to third, trying to get there and getting there safely is going to be Lacey Liner with a triple. And they call time. I tell you what, it was a close play at third, but she got in under there. And the Lady Tigers now add to their lead. They make it 5-3 with a runner at third and still only one out. That was a rope line drive, Chris.
That was a big swing. Coach Owen's got to work on sliding, David. That was almost ugly.
Do you think she can show them how?
I doubt it. Not right now. She better not.
I don't think I'm a candidate for that job, Chris.
No.
I'm certainly not. I can barely walk, much less slide. Now, I fall a lot, but I really don't. That don't count. You know, I've known a lot of girls, though, that play this sport that have either – there's a ground ball down to short. They'll give up a run to get an out, and Taylor Hammonds gets – Cody Curtis at first base, and now it is 6-3. And Chris, I've known a lot of girls that have slid into bases before and broke their ankle and, you know, messed up their knee, a lot of them over the years. So it's not an easy thing.
No, and I thought that base didn't break away.
No,
and
they
I
did not.
Thought they were all breakaway bases, but she slid late and actually slid on top of the bag. She's lucky she didn't hurt herself.
There's another ground ball to Hammonds. She'll lead it up, throw it to first in time. If you want to get on base, you better not hit it to Taylor.
Yeah,
she's made every play. Her dad will be proud over here. However, B.B. Comer gets two more runs. They do it on two hits. And we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. They now lead Fayetteville by a score of 6-3. You're listening to it right here, the 2025 Talladega County Softball Tournament on Kicks 100.3.
Marble City Plumbing serves Sylacauga, Childersburg, Fayetteville, and all of the Coosa Valley. For any residential or commercial plumbing issue, contact Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories. Majestic Caverns, the official team builder sponsor of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
We'll be here all day with the 2025 County Tournament. Fayetteville coming to the plate. They trail by a score of 6-3 to B.B. Comer's. We start the bottom of the fourth inning. Dave McCurley, Chris Roberts with you. Emma Pate at the plate. She got a hit her first time and then was forced out over at third.
She had the first hit for Fayetteville, right?
She had the second one.
The second.
She actually was thrown out at third, not safe force, and she hits this
one, right.
A shortstop. When the next hitter got a hit, Bella Epperson, and she tried to get to third, and they threw her out, but that's the first out here in the fourth inning for Fayetteville. Now, that'll bring up Lucy Epperson. who was the second hit and the first run for Coach Shearer. And the Lady Wolves, she comes up there. She singled her first time. She started that long third inning for Fayetteville. Like I said, we'll be here all day. Next game up will be Childersburg and Winterboro. And then Sylacauga and Lincoln will play later today. I think that game is scheduled for 1:30. This game at 9. Then another one at 10:30. Then another one at 12. And then the final game of the first round will be at 1:30. That one's high, 1-1. This tournament is set up small school, big school. So you got the four small schools playing first. And then the four big schools playing third and fourth game. And all eight teams in the county, that one outside, 2-1 now to Epperson. Good eye from her. But all eight teams in the county playing in this thing. Used to have nine with TC. TC no longer a school. And I really hated to see them close the doors on that place. But it was for the better. There's a little loop on the infield. Can somebody get to it? They sure do. That's a nice play by the shortstop that time, and that's Kylie Harrison.
I drive a bus to Talladega County, and I run out of Winterboro, and I pass TC every day where my route goes. And it's a big school too. It's bigger than what you think it is.
It is, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I've been there so many times to cover ball games, and I'll tell you this, and I tell people this all the time.
Ooh.
That one gets through the wicket of Harrison at shortstop, and on first will be Mackenzie Feltis. But I tell people this a lot. I've been a lot of places in some 38 years of doing this. And Chris, I went to TC one time, and now a speed-up runner is going to be Isabella Teal. Went there one time with a man you know very well, Jimmy Holmes, and we were covering a playoff football game. When we got there, I wondered if the place was on fire. And when we drove up, there was actually grills at every corner of the stadium. And we sat down to set our equipment up, me and him and Ben Duke, and they brought three plates that you probably couldn't fit anything else on their plate, and fed us just like we were kings. And always very nice with everybody up there at TC. Coach Clarence Marble won the 1A state basketball championship back in 85. And
that sign is on the side on Howell Cove Road. I see it. I pass it every day.
Yeah, Howell's Cove. And
yep.
Now to plate, Lauren Cook. She takes inside for ball two, I think it is. Is speed up runner Isabel Teal stole. It's actually 1-1. And here's Lauren. Fouls one up. Will it stay in play? It will not. It'll reach the stands. And quickly, Lauren's in the hole at 0-2. Now, Cook, as you mentioned, she's a dangerous player, Chris. She has struck out and flied out to the pitcher. So she's looking for her first hit, and that makes her even that much more dangerous.
It does. And that, I believe that was our first, was that not our first error of the game? It's short a while ago.
Yeah, it was.
And that's pretty clean for,
oh, no doubt
for
about
four
it.
Innings. I mean,
no doubt about it. And I was wrong. I thought it was one ball and two strikes. It was actually 2-1. And now Smith missing, and it's 3-1. So Lauren way ahead in the count. She probably will see a good pitch. Her first base is open. So, yeah, and they just kind of pitch away from her. The ball gets away from Curtis a little bit, and going to third is going to be speed-up runner for Feltis. So runners at first and third, and that's huge because you know on the first pitch, if you have Bella Epperson taking, you know Lauren Cook's going to be going to second.
Yeah, I mean, it's as soon as the pitcher releases the ball, she's gone. I mean, let her go. There's no sense making it
right.
You know,
there's a line drive just foul down the left field line, foul by about a foot. And, you know, you and I talked in the first inning about how important not walking people. That walk to Lauren Cook was the first walk of the game issued by Chloe Smith. So she's throwing the ball over the plate.
Yeah, she's done a great job. But, you know, right here in this part of this order is where Bella hit the bottom of the fence and Taylor come in and hit one back up the middle in the gap. And it could be tied up real quick right here. But once again, look, two outs again. What's happening again? These two out runs, I mean.
Both teams have done it and done it well. Right now, B.B. Comer getting the best of it, 6-3, but Fayetteville runners at the corners and their second hitter up there, Bella Epperson. Bella, like Chris said, roped one off the center field wall the first time. For the second time now, she hits one. This should be playable, and it is. Caught out in center field that time by Georgia Yoder, and that will be out number three. Fayetteville gets on base. They had a walk and an error, and they leave them stranded. Those are two big runners they leave stranded, trailing by three to B.B. Comer. B.B. Comer up 6-3 as we go to the top of the fifth inning. And, of course, B.B. Comer will come to the plate here in just a moment, and we'll have that for you when we come back right here on Kicks 100.3.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
Welcome back to Kicks 100.3's continuing coverage of the Talladega County Softball Tournament. Dave McCurley, Chris Roberts, I really appreciate him joining me today. I know he's a busy man and got a lot going on over at First Baptist Church, who is one of our sponsors here on the Tiger Sports Network, and drives a bus, like he said, for the county. And I'll be honest with you, he's busy, but I appreciate him saying he's doing a great job. And B.B. Comer will come to the plate. His daughter's softball team leads this Fayetteville Wolves team 6-3. And B.B. Comer will bat now with 5, 6, and 7 coming up in the order. And that is Georgia Yoder. And she takes low for ball one from Lauren Cook, new pitcher out there for Coach Shearer and the Fayetteville Wolves. And she can bring it.
She's usually around the plate. You know, coming in cold, no warm-up except a few tosses she had. Be a little patient right here, and let's see.
That one almost got over the screen, and I thought Chris was going to have to make a diving catch there, but
it'd been close.
You got a big softball tournament coming up, what, tomorrow?
Yeah, we're playing in Sylacauga tomorrow night.
So, tell me what kind of softball that is.
We play in WSL, World Sports League. Our team is based out of Sylacauga and Montgomery. We play all over the state, in Florida, in places, and we're doing well. People ask me if I'm ever going to give it up. I'm 52, and I keep saying I'm going to retire, but my sons are playing now, and I get the joy to play with them.
Absolutely.
Now, and
absolutely. That was a foul ball. Excuse me, I'll let you finish that thought, because I want to know, that was a foul ball off the bat of Yoder, so she's still in the hole at 1-2. Do I know some of the guys from Sylacauga that play with you?
Outside of my two sons, Daniel and Thomas, Alan Holmes in Childersburg.
Yeah.
He plays with us.
His son played baseball for Childersburg, didn't he?
And his daughter pitched for Childersburg. Lana pitched.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams is a firefighter in Sylacauga. He plays with us.
Yeah.
That's about all of us that are from Sylacauga for the most part.
Ground ball off the bat of Yoder back to Lauren Cook. She'll dispose of her at first base. And that's out number one here in the top of the fifth inning. Yeah. I played softball for a long time, and I tell you, when I first got engaged, my now ex-wife, she couldn't understand how I would play three games on one night. Well, I said, you know, I play for an independent team, I play for a church team, and I play for an industrial team, which is work. And she said, well, how do you get from one field to the other? I said, you just walk across the parking lot to the other field.
That's right.
There's a strike to McKenzie Hall, but that quickly when I got into my 30s and had KJ, that quickly kind of stumbled to a halt. But, you know, softball's just not like what it used to be, though, Chris.
No, it's not.
But I'm glad guys like you and y'all have teams that continue playing because – and you're what, 50 what?
Two.
Wow.
Be 52 this year.
But, you know, you and I knew a guy that played till he was 70, Harold Brooks.
Yeah.
And was pretty good.
Alan Holmes and I dabble in the 40 and over some.
Yeah.
When they have a tournament, we'll play it. We'll let the young guys go play and I didn't play for several years when Jessica was five.
Yeah.
And the boys came into Little League for – they were five, six – they were six, five, and four. So I stayed with them until they got – it was just after Jessica and the boys got finished. I didn't went back to playing. So I didn't play for several years.
Kenzie Hall swings and misses at strike three. So that's out number two here in the fifth inning. They'll go to Natalie Price. Natalie has singled and walked. Actually, she singled and got hit by a pitch, so it was a walk, but – so Lauren Cook coming in and firing right away. She's got two outs quickly here in the fifth inning. That one's going to be chopped foul down third baseline, 0-1. Yeah, when you get those kids, it kind of slows things down for you, really.
Right.
You've got to have a good wife and good support system to get them everywhere they need to go if you have any kind of hobbies for yourself. There's a high rise ball that Price swung at, and now it's 0-2.
Change of speed, change of pitch. Lauren Cook's done a great job.
The 0-2 pitch. And it looked a little low and called that way. One ball and two strikes. Two are out, nobody on here in the fifth inning. B.B. Comer leads Fayetteville 6-3. Top of the fifth. Swing and a miss, and down goes Price. So Cook comes in quickly, gets a runner to hit one back to her. And then strikes out the other two. So we'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Fayetteville coming to bat. They trail by three. Maybe Comer up 6-3. You're listening to it right here on Kix 100.3.
Don't let your heavy comforters and curtains ruin your washing machine. Let Rudd's Laundromat do it for you with their industrial-sized machines for washing and drying. Located in Sylacauga.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Said if you get it.
Welcome back to the Talladega County Tournament. Chris and I were talking in the break there about the time limit, and we're getting close to it. And what, I don't know, what did he say?
I think he just told Cody Curtis, the catcher for Comer, if they get him out, it's going to be the ball game. And I think he told the Federal coach, if they score enough to go ahead, it's going to be over. So it's obviously – it's 80-minute drop dead, but you may be right, David. It may be 75 minutes and not start another inning.
So
apparently this is it.
Yeah, and Coach Shearer's got people up there he wants up there. Taylor Hammonds, who got a hit and scored her last time, she's up at the plate and takes ball one. And the old concession stand is smelling pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, they are.
We might have to indulge in our if we get a break today. But Right now it's 6-3 and Fayetteville looking not to go to the loser's bracket. This is a double elimination tournament. There's a strike across the inside part of the plate, 1-1.
She got Taylor with that first time. And then the next pitch, she threw Taylor on the inside part. She drilled to left to right center field. So I'm sure she'll adjust right here. Told you.
And she did. She hits it to right field.
Oh, what a
and
good
going
play.
Back and making a nice running catch out there in right field's Natalie Price for out number one. That was a well-hit ball and was probably going to be either two or three bases for Taylor Hammonds. But that's out number one here in the fifth inning.
It's a big out for Comer.
Really is. Now you'll bring up Lakin Jones, who has struck out and also singled, and she was stranded at second in that big third inning that Fayetteville scored all of their runs in.
You said it was divided out big school, small school, right?
Mm-hmm. So you'll have.
Do they finish the small school bracket, and then it's a grant like they do basketball, or is it?
Yes. Yes. They will. However, once you get into the loser's bracket, it's an open pool.
Okay. Okay. So it's not two. That's why I was asking. It's not two separate tournaments, right?
Right. That pitch high as well to Lakin, so 2-0. And if you don't understand what Chris and I are talking about, if Fayetteville cannot come back and win this game, they will fall into the loser's bracket. Then they will play the loser of the next game, which will be Childersburg and Winterboro, and the two winners will go on, and then the larger schools will do the same thing. But eventually, if you're in the loser's bracket, you're going to play a larger school if you keep winning. It's not two individual tournaments. That's a strike. 3-1 now to Lakin Jones. Charlotte Kelly is waiting on deck. Spoke with her folks here just a little bit ago. She's standing up behind me right here.
Another good pitch.
So Lakin now with a 3-2 count as she fouls one into the screen. Charlotte will be next. That one's outside, so a walk for – it's only the second walk of the game for Chloe Smith. And that'll bring up Charlotte Kelly, who got a hit her last time. We're going to have a speed-up runner. That's going to be Henley McGinnis again running for the catcher. And she stole a base her first time.
Yeah, Kinley is – I know her grandmother really well. I work with her at Home Depot, Lisa. She's assistant manager at Home Depot now in Sylacauga. And she's probably an eighth or ninth grader. I think she may be the same age as Cody.
She's young. Here's Charlotte Kelly swinging and missing, and they're going to get her out at second base. I'm trying to steal. She head slid in, but what a great throw back there by Curtis. And that's a big out here. And it could be to where Fayetteville will be down to their last out here. On the time limit.
Cody got that one and came up throwing. That was a good pitch. That was a good pitch to throw on, too.
So here's Charlotte. She hits one in between second and first, and another base hit for Charlotte Kelly. And her folks right next to me, very happy, Miss Robin. And she's on. So Fayetteville's still alive here. As we approach the time limit, there's a 75-minute time limit, and we're getting very close to that, and a drop dead on 80. Now, here's Addison Stanley, who has singled and struck out.
The out at second was a big out for Comer.
It sure was. That one's high and inside.
I don't imagine Fayetteville, with down three runs, will try the catcher for Comer again.
No, I don't think you're going to be running now. Down three runs. That's high, 2-0.
You really ill afford a walk right here, though, because you're going to be back at the top pretty quick.
Yeah, and Emma Pate has hit the ball on deck, and she's got a hit to her credit. And that's a good swing by
it was.
Stanley. She fouled it out of play. So this one, getting down to the nuts and bolts here. 6-3, B.B. Comer in the lead. Fayetteville with a runner at first, two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Probably going to be the last inning of this one. There's a high fly ball out into right field. And coming on and making the catch is going to be Natalie Price for out number three.
2 minutes.
And there's 2 minutes.
Ball game.
They're going to say ball game.
There ain't no way they could have got warmed up. And by the time Pebble's pitcher would have warmed up, it would have been ball game for sure.
So that'll be out number three here. And we will keep it here because we're going to get started pretty quickly as Childersburg will be the home team in the next game against the Winterboro Lady Dogs. The B.B. Comer Lady Tigers win it by a score of 6-3.